KTBB News Time, 7:53, 58 degrees in Tyler, 55 degrees in Longview. And folks, it is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, some time ago, I attended a session at a seminar featuring an ordained Protestant minister who gave up the pulpit in favor of going into private practice as a licensed therapist. He called his practice Reality Acceptance Incorporated. It was his observation that if he could get patients to accept reality, which is to say accept the truth, the need for therapy would go away. He told us that getting patients to accept reality is much easier said than done. Most patients, he said, would rather rationalize their pathological behavior than face the uncomfortable process of changing it. He went on to say that of all the animal species on Earth, the human species is the only one capable of rationalization. And there you have a near-perfect explanation of our politics today. A very large proportion of the people who vote are engaged in rationalization on a massive scale. Let's take just two examples. It's all we have time for. Unfettered, unvetted, mass illegal immigration is unsustainable and dangerous. It hurts everyone, but none more so than minorities and poor people. Mass illegal immigration poses a threat to national security, public safety, public health, and public education. Illegal migrants crowd out American citizens for base labor and entry-level jobs, which disproportionately hurts minorities and poor people. This is true whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. But Democrats believe that they will ultimately profit from illegal immigration by creating a massive cohort of people who, being dependent upon the kinds of liberal social welfare benefits the Democrats support, will vote accordingly. They rationalize that kind of cynicism by telling themselves that they're helping poor people have a better life. They choose not to acknowledge that what they're really doing is making poverty permanent. Regarding poor people and social welfare benefits, the massive federal spending that funds those benefits is also fiscally unsustainable and dangerous. Among its many ill effects is the resulting inflation, which makes it increasingly difficult for people to afford food, transportation, and shelter, thus increasing the need for social welfare benefits. This is also true whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Now, these are just two examples. There are many others, ranging from a woke and shrinking military that is fixated on gender pronouns at the expense of readiness, to DEI programs that are bringing about the very ill effects of racism that DEI programs are supposed to address, to colleges and universities that have abandoned classical education in favor of indoctrination. The reality is, we can't afford illegal immigration. We can't afford massive federal deficits. Indoctrination over education never ends well. And we suffer a weak and woke military at our peril. These are the sorts of things that the majority of us once accepted as realities. The fact that such broad acceptance no longer exists goes a long way toward explaining the candidacy of a polarizing guy like Donald Trump. So, grab the tissue box. America's about to be spending a lot of time on the therapist's couch. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. So, a beautiful Friday afternoon in store. What to do with it? Well, how about you and your spouse or some friends gathered on the patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall? Now, I'm not just talking any patio. The Grand Tasting Room patio overlooks one of the prettiest pieces of real estate in East Texas, where an especially beautiful part of the Keepersall vineyard slopes gently down a picturesque hill. And now that vista is filled with vines that are newly green to begin growing new wine grapes. Take this visual treat, add in Keepersall's just-released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or if you prefer white, Keepersall's 2023 Texas Vit. Grab a light bite to eat, and you and those close to you will enjoy a thoroughly lovely spring afternoon. It's not happenstance. The Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show Rodeo, an international wine competition. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.